Hats off as well to our Tony Seafood Game of the Week winner, Zachary, tonight getting a win on the road against Dutchtown, and their head coach, David Brewerson, joins us on the GMFS hotline. Coach Brew, congratulations on the win. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having us.
Coach, when you come off a game last week with so much on the line as far as the exposure that your school got, non-district game against a ranked team in the state, and certainly you know, the fans that were there and the excitement and all the emotion that was tied into it. Talk to us about coming back this week, back to the Baton Rouge area, getting back in your routine and being able to go on the road again, although it's not as far, and getting the win tonight.
Well, it was our third straight road game, and it's interesting to see what happened. You know, we haven't dealt with any injuries in a year and a half, to be honest with you, and we lost four starters in the first quarter last week at a Calvary game. So coming into tonight, you know, you're an All-State linebacker who's sitting on the side watching the game, and an All-State offensive lineman who's sitting on the side watching the game. So we really, you know, challenge our guys to, you know, next man up. Got to step into those situations and play ball. And it'd be hard for me to be any more proud of my football team right now. I mean, it was a great game. It was a lot of fun to be a part of, and a big win for our program, no question.
Coach Bruce, Jimmy here. Congratulations. I just want to let you know Coach Weiner was pretty touched. I know you played a part in the tribute to him tonight, so we want to thank you from ESPN Radio up here and Louisiana Prep Scoreboard. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And we'll get you a copy of that. But let's talk a little bit about your defense. And, you know, we've always shot each other straight. Everything we've talked about, defense is giving up a little more points than what you're accustomed to and would like to see.
Yeah, and no question. I think we're young in some spots right now, and it's a glaring weakness right now, and it's something we absolutely got to go back to the drawing board and try to fix. And at the end of the game, we had to go out of there and stop, and we ended up getting it done. I was very proud of them for that. But right now, I thought we did a pretty good job with Dutchtown's run game, and they're really good at it. And then they started throwing the ball on us, and we had some trouble slowing those guys down. But I don't think
it's a major issue, but it is something that I know that you're going to address, and it's something that you don't like to see a little bit. Talk about the one PJ Cannon playing hurt tonight. He was phenomenal. I didn't get to see but the first half, but he's a defensive guy. You moved him from cornerback. You moved him to safety a little bit, maybe to protect the ankle or whatever injury he had. And then I thought Scott was phenomenal. You talk about him and Sparks and the relationship their parents have and that type thing. I thought those two kids were phenomenal. Lindsey Scott, the more and more I watch Lindsey Scott, if people ain't on him, Lord help him. I don't care whether he's 5'5 or 6'5, the kid can play.
Yeah. His final numbers tonight were 240 yards passing and 202 yards rushing. He 5 minutes to go in the game, and we're up three, and we have the ball, and we're trying to get a couple more first downs, and we've got a bubble screen called, and he picks up to throw it, and right at the last second, he sees the corner come flying up in a press situation, and he pulls the ball down and goes 65 for a touchdown. That was just an incredible run. Lindsey is just one of those guys on the field that's going to make plays, and he did a great job for us tonight. And like I said, PJ Cannon is playing about 80% right now on that ankle, but just a warrior. He just keeps making plays.
Who's actively recruiting Scott, Coach?
He's got offers from all of the Ivy League schools. He's got offers from all of the military academies. Syracuse actually came in today. The offensive coordinator flew in town specifically to watch Lindsey play tonight. So he was there. He's the coach. If he has a good game, man, we hope to offer him next week.
You'll see if he's a man of his word.
You're exactly right.
Right.
You're exactly right.
They could have used him last week.
So let me ask you this. You had a fourth and one on your own 39 late in the game. Yep. Chose to go for it, and you were successful on it. Were you a little afraid of their offense, and you just felt like the best defense is going to be for you to possess the ball, and that was your ultimate decision to go for it?
A little afraid of their offense is a massive understatement at that particular point of the game.
Uh-huh.
We were not slowing them down at all.
Right.
You know, I just felt like our offense had played really well all night, and we desperately needed to hold on to that football, and our offensive line came through, and we were able to pick up the first down and continue the drive, and we ended up scoring on that drive as well.
Well, Coach, look, we appreciate you coming on tonight. Look, they got a little small game next week, I think, that I've heard about, Scotlandville at Zachary, to open up district. Nothing like opening it up with a soft team or anything like that. Coach, honestly, Scotlandville's on a roll with a big win over Washita tonight. They're going to come in 5-0, you 4-1. That's going to be at Zachary. I can tell you next week we will be at that game for our Tony Seafood Game of the Week. We'll be at our hydration location, Sammy's. I'm sure Jack Lavelle, the ace number one sideline reporter, and Chef Tell over there, Mike Kimball will be over there. We got a new listener, Shannon Hernandez, listening to us tonight. So it's going to be an atmosphere unbelievable. Come out to Sammy's pregame, hydrate with us about 4:30, and go cheer on the Broncos. It's going to be a classic next week.
Yes, it will, man. Yes, it will. Scotlandville's doing a tremendous job. We all knew when Valdez got that job, it was a matter of time. And
unbelievable.
I just hope we can stay on the field with them, man. They're blowing everybody out, and really good football team.
Unbelievable job he's done. Hats off to Coach Valdez also. But, Coach, thank you, man, and congratulations.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.